Imagine walking into a room full of people and feeling completely comfortable expressing your opinion, even when it differs from the majority. This isn't about being loud or domineering. It's about having the quiet confidence to stand in your truth. Judy Murphy's assertiveness has become a cornerstone text for those seeking to develop this vital communication skill, with celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Emma Watson citing assertiveness training as transformative in their careers. In our culture of extremes, where social media rewards either aggressive outbursts or passive silence, Murphy's balanced approach has gained renewed relevance. The book has found particular resonance among young professionals navigating complex workplace dynamics and parents seeking to raise confident children in an increasingly challenging social landscape. With over 500,000 copies sold worldwide and translation into 23 languages, Murphy's Practical Guide continues to help people find their voice without losing their humanity. Assertiveness occupies the balanced middle ground between two problematic communication styles, aggressiveness and passiveness. The key distinction between assertiveness and aggressiveness comes down to one crucial element: respect. When communicating assertively, you maintain respect for others' opinions, feelings, and needs while simultaneously honoring your own. You don't place others' desires above yours, but you don't bulldoze over their rights either. Instead, you seek compromise and express your feelings without forcing others to capitulate. Aggressive communicators, by contrast, show complete disregard for others. They shout, threaten, invade personal space, and create scenes to ensure they're heard. Their behavior demonstrates a fundamental lack of concern for others' needs, feelings, or safety. While media often glorifies this over-aggressive approach, true assertiveness carries a quiet dignity that commands more genuine respect. At the opposite end of the spectrum lies passiveness, where silence and assumption reign. If aggressiveness represents a lack of respect for others, passiveness indicates a lack of self-respect. Passive communicators disregard their own opinions, feelings, and needs, consistently placing their desires below those of others. They hope others will somehow intuit their wants without direct expression, a strategy doomed to disappointment. The assertive approach strikes the perfect balance, maintaining self-respect while extending respect to others. It allows you to clearly express boundaries without trampling on others' rights. Unlike theoretical approaches to assertiveness training, Murphy's method tackles real-world challenges with practical guidance, helping you develop the skills to find your voice in any situation, whether facing an aggressive colleague or navigating a personal relationship. Your journey toward assertiveness begins with understanding how you see yourself, your beliefs about your worth, and where you fit in the social hierarchy. This self-perception directly impacts your ability to communicate assertively. When you view yourself negatively, standing up for yourself becomes an uphill battle. You might feel intimidated when asked direct questions or lack the confidence to maintain eye contact during conversations. Negative self-perception manifests as a constant internal monologue. I'm not good at handling conflict, or I don't know how to ask for what I want. These thoughts reverberate in your mind, keeping you silent and preventing effective expression of your needs. Like Abilene in The Help, who could affirm a child's worth while unable to believe in her own value, poor self-perception undermines your ability to be assertive. To understand your current level of assertiveness, Murphy provides a self-evaluation quiz, examining key indicators: eye contact maintenance, voice projection, speaking confidence, posture, ability to ask questions, comfort around others, capacity to say no, appropriate emotional expression, willingness to offer differing opinions, and ability to defend yourself when criticized. The number of no responses reveals your assertiveness challenges. 2-3 indicates general self-assurance with occasional difficulties. 4-6 suggests negative self-perception and struggle to communicate needs. 7-plus reveals significant difficulty where you consistently doubt your worthiness of respect. Non-assertive adults often can't say no, which overburdens both their schedules and mental well-being. When faced with requests, they automatically agree regardless of their own needs or desires. This pattern creates resentment and exhaustion as they stretch themselves thin trying to please everyone. Building a strong foundation for assertiveness requires establishing your personal rights and improving beliefs about your inherent value. Manuel J. Smith's Bill of Rights provides internal fortitude by affirming your right to judge your own behavior, offer no justification for your actions, determine your responsibility for others' problems, change your mind, say, I don't know, make mistakes, be independent of others' goodwill, make illogical decisions, say, I don't understand, and say, I don't care. These rights help overcome childhood conditioning that equated good manners with never saying no or questioning others. Equally important is transforming your self-talk, the internal dialogue shaping your self-perception. Studies suggest 80% of our self-talk damages our confidence, with negative statements like, I am stupid, taking root and hindering assertiveness. By mentally policing discouraging thoughts and actively repeating positive, empowering statements like, I am worthy of respect and I trust myself, you create an internal shift toward empowerment. When practiced consistently, 10 repetitions of each statement twice daily for 30 days, this self-talk becomes the closest thing to a magic pill for developing natural assertiveness. How others perceive you profoundly influences how they treat you. People who appear weak often receive poor treatment or are taken advantage of, while those projecting strength receive respect. Your body language, nonverbal communication through posture, gestures, and facial expressions determines how people judge your self-worth, regardless of your age, appearance, or wealth. These judgments typically happen unconsciously, with people reacting to the signals you project without even realizing it. To communicate assertively, you must present body language that conveys strength and self-esteem, both physically and vocally. While internal work builds your foundation, external confidence commands attention and makes achieving your objectives easier. Eyes, the windows to the soul, should maintain appropriate contact without intense staring, showing you're trustworthy and self-assured. A genuine smile conveys respect and puts others at ease. Your shoulders should be back and relaxed. Try a shoulder shrug and roll to project confidence. Posture should remain erect, whether standing or sitting. Imagine wearing a crown that must stay balanced. Your hands should gesture comfortably and occasionally, never pointing directly at someone. If unsure what to do with them, hold a small prop like a pen or paper to stay calm and focused. Voice quality and word choice significantly impact others' perceptions. Consider Milton from Office Space as the quintessential example of ineffective communication. His whining and mumbling cause others to disregard him completely. Speak in a normal, clear tone without rushing or mumbling, which signals nervousness. Take deep breaths to remain calm during challenging conversations. Avoid filler words like or you know that undermine confidence. Instead, use direct, simple language with shorter sentences to communicate desires succinctly without feeling obligated to explain every position. Your tone should remain neutral, neither whiny, passive, nor sharp, aggressive. 4 verbal assertiveness techniques prove particularly effective: basic assertion, straightforward statements of needs; empathy, acknowledging others' feelings before stating your needs; escalation, becoming increasingly firm while remaining calm; and I or me statements, focusing on your feelings rather than making accusations. These techniques provide versatile tools for different situations. Practice is essential before applying assertiveness techniques in real situations. The mirror provides an excellent tool for rehearsing eye contact, posture, smiles, and gestures. Role-playing with friends or family members allows you to practice specific scenarios and gain valuable third-person feedback. When receiving feedback, demonstrate assertiveness by maintaining eye contact and asking clarifying questions. Most importantly, take action immediately. Assertiveness is like a muscle that strengthens with use. Home relationships often become battlegrounds for those lacking assertiveness, as they constantly compromise their needs to maintain peace. As Doug Floyd wisely noted, you don't get harmony when everybody sings the same note, highlighting the importance of respectful individuality within relationships. Relationship pain frequently stems from miscommunication, when partners fail to express needs clearly and respectfully. For transforming intimate partnerships, Murphy provides a four-step approach. First, take back the power by recognizing your right to comfort in your own home. Second, determine what you want by clearly identifying desired changes. Third, communicate your want using I statements in calm discussion. Fourth, continue to be caring, as assertiveness doesn't mean becoming less giving, it means balancing giving with healthy boundaries. This approach applies to various relationship challenges. For household chore conflicts, collaborative listing and fair distribution of responsibilities prevents resentment. When addressing communication problems with a partner who doesn't listen, examine your tone and choose appropriate moments for important conversations. For improving sexual satisfaction, open communication in a comfortable setting or confidently showing your desires while maintaining mutual respect creates greater intimacy. Assertive parenting creates a balance between being overly permissive and excessively authoritarian. Communicating with children requires clear, concise statements that convey mutual respect. When establishing boundaries or requesting behavior changes, express love, clearly identify problems, specify expected actions, explain consequences, and actively listen to the child's perspective. For example, when negotiating privileges like extended curfew, tie these to increased responsibilities like household chores. This approach teaches children responsibility while maintaining respectful communication they'll likely respond well to over time. When adult children must assert boundaries with difficult parents, they should first examine their own behavior patterns. Those constantly seeking approval or acting needy may inadvertently invite parental criticism. Taking charge of life decisions while maintaining respectful communication helps establish healthy boundaries. When parents overstep, criticizing homes, career choices, or parenting styles, clear, firm statements become necessary. "This is my home that I pay for myself. When you criticize it, you're insulting me." Though parents may resist these boundaries initially, consistent assertiveness gradually shifts the relationship dynamic toward mutual respect. The ultimate role reversal occurs when adult children become caregivers for aging parents, particularly those developing conditions affecting memory or behavior. Setting clear boundaries becomes essential for both parties. Caregivers must recognize their limitations and communicate their need for assistance without shame. Using assertive communication with siblings through I need statements helps coordinate care plans. "Haley, I need a break today so I can take care of some errands. Would you please check on mom at 12 o'clock? When advocating for parents in medical settings, asking direct questions ensures proper care. "Dr. Smith, I'm not sure I understand why you've changed dad's medication. Could you please explain the new treatment?" Assertive communication proves essential in the workplace, where complex interactions occur daily. When you bring your A game of assertive skills, you ensure your needs are clearly expressed without disrespecting others, while establishing boundaries around timelines and responsibilities. Though assertiveness doesn't guarantee every request will be granted, it ensures you've presented your information and requests in the most effective way possible. Workplace conflicts require assertive approaches tailored to specific situations. When a colleague tries to offload their responsibilities, setting clear boundaries is essential. For example, when Tom asks you to cover for him in a meeting, respond with respect but firmness. "Tom, I understand your difficulties, but I cannot complete the project for you. I'll present my work and you should present yours." When dealing with hostile colleagues like Debbie, who gossips or interrupts presentations, private confrontation works best. "Debbie, we don't have to be personal friends, but we do have to work together. When you're openly hostile, it's disrespectful. I deserve your respect and will no longer accept your aggressive attitude." Even with difficult bosses, assertiveness can be effective. Murphy shares a story of a laboratory assistant whose boss humiliated her publicly over a mistake. Rather than reacting immediately with tears or anger, she waited until the next day, requested a private meeting, apologized for her error, then calmly explained how his behavior was unacceptable and outlined consequences if it happened again. This approach, taking time to collect thoughts, maintaining eye contact, using I statements, and establishing clear boundaries, earned her boss's respect. The beauty of assertive communication is its consistency across hierarchies. The underlying message of respect remains the same whether speaking to superiors or subordinates. each person deserves the respect inherent in assertive communication. Asking for a raise represents one of the most intimidating workplace conversations, but assertiveness provides a clear framework for success. Murphy recommends a three-part approach: plan, prepare, and present your case. First, schedule a specific appointment with your boss, informing them about the topic beforehand. This shows respect for their time and allows both parties to prepare. Second, gather evidence supporting your request. Research comparable salaries, document your achievements, collect positive feedback, and list relevant skills that make you successful in your position. When meeting with your boss, employ assertive body language and communication. Walk in confidently, maintain eye contact, and clearly state your request with specific justifications. Be prepared for negotiation. Your boss may need time to consider, consult others, or counter with a lower offer. If denied, listen carefully to the reasons and present respectful counterarguments. If consistently overlooked despite your qualifications, consider whether the company truly values you and be willing to explore other employment opportunities as a final assertive step. The modern marketplace has dramatically shifted to favor consumers, with companies now valuing customer loyalty over mere transactions. Today's businesses must offer excellent service alongside quality products to remain competitive. The internet has revolutionized shopping by providing unprecedented access to product information, pricing comparisons, and consumer reviews. These changes have created the perfect environment for assertive consumers to thrive. With numerous shopping options and information sources available, consumers have more power than ever before, but still need assertiveness skills to navigate pushy salespeople and resolve product issues effectively. Assertive communication gives consumers control over their purchasing decisions without being passive or aggressive. Assertive buyers avoid common shopping pitfalls by setting clear boundaries against pressure tactics. Unlike passive consumers who lack clarity about their needs or aggressive customers who alienate sales staff, assertive consumers communicate respectfully while maintaining control. Seven key strategies help develop assertive buying habits. First, thoroughly research products before shopping to understand options, features, and pricing. Second, clearly determine your non-negotiable needs based on this research. Third, create a separate wish list of desirable but optional features to guide flexible decision-making. Fourth, leverage brand loyalty programs and credit card benefits to maximize value. Fifth, always ask specifically for what you want rather than settling. Sixth, remember it's okay to say no without guilt, even when salespeople try to create feelings of obligation. Finally, recognize that as the buyer, you hold the power until you make payment. For major purchases like cars, bringing specific research on dealer costs, feature requirements, and pre-arranged financing options to negotiations puts you in a position of strength. This balanced approach makes you a dream customer for companies while ensuring you purchase only what you truly want at a price you're willing to pay without succumbing to sales pressure. When products fail after purchase, assertive communication becomes essential for resolution. Seven specific strategies help navigate these situations. First, clearly understand and document the exact malfunction to provide precise information. Second, gather all purchase documentation, including receipts and warranty certificates, rather than relying on company records. Third, request escalation when initial contacts can't resolve your issue, working through appropriate channels. Fourth, continue climbing the organizational ladder if necessary, even reaching executives through certified letters or emails. Fifth, maintain respectful communication despite frustration, as the representative can help you. Sixth, be persistent but strategic in your follow-up, considering external advocacy like the Better Business Bureau when needed. Finally, keep detailed personal records of all communications and agreements. When dealing with warranty issues, clearly state your needs, emphasize your customer loyalty, and specifically articulate what resolution you want. This assertive approach balances respect with firm advocacy for your consumer rights, making you much more likely to be satisfied with your purchase or problem resolution. Teaching children assertive communication provides them with critical life skills that protect them from bullying and dangerous situations while building their self-esteem. Children who learn assertiveness understand their thoughts and feelings matter and can express them respectfully, giving them confidence to think and act independently rather than being influenced by others. Role-playing provides an effective method for teaching children assertive communication. Create scenarios involving peer pressure, bullying, or predatory situations, then discuss appropriate responses with your child before practicing together. Emphasize that children have the basic right to say no without apology or explanation. For example, when handling a bully, teach your child to firmly state, "No, you can't treat me that way. Leave me alone." In more dangerous situations with potential predators, children should yell "No" loudly and immediately get away. Beyond teaching refusal skills, also coach children in handling everyday conflicts with friends through clear, respectful communication. Children learn more from what you do than what you say, making parental modeling of assertiveness crucial. The U.S. Department of Health emphasizes that modeling good behavior is one of the most important things parents can do. When children observe you using assertive communication at home with your spouse or partner, they learn to speak respectfully while maintaining dignity. Public situations, like politely requesting a corrected restaurant order, provide additional opportunities to demonstrate assertiveness. Avoid becoming a helicopter parent who constantly rescues children from conflict, as this prevents them from developing assertive communication and problem-solving skills. Instead, allow children to handle appropriate situations independently, offering guidance only when needed. This balanced approach helps them develop the confidence to express themselves clearly while respecting others, skills that will serve them throughout their lives. Transitioning to assertiveness challenges us to break old habits, even when they cause pain and frustration. The journey varies for each person. Some transform quickly with minimal guidance, while others need repeated practice across different situations before internalizing assertive behavior. The most difficult cases involve those who understand what to do, but freeze or buckle when confronted with real situations. Progress isn't always linear. Expect a corkscrew path with advances and setbacks rather than steady forward movement. This normal development process includes periods where you'll successfully assert yourself and others where you won't, without necessarily indicating regression. When first asserting yourself after long periods of holding back, you may initially overcompensate by coming across as emotional or aggressive. This happens because breaking through strong internal resistance requires significant force, which can carry into your interactions. The longer you've suppressed your voice or allowed others to dominate you, the stronger this initial response tends to be. This emotional overflow represents years of accumulated frustration and anger finally finding release. Practice helps moderate this response. Rehearse arguments in front of mirrors, role play with friends or family, and build skills through low-stakes daily interactions like addressing incorrect restaurant orders. Focus on calm assertion rather than outcomes during these practice sessions. Observing naturally assertive communicators provides valuable learning opportunities. Watch how these individuals interact, maintain composure, and earn respect from others. Study diverse assertive people across different ages, genders, attractiveness levels, and social statuses in various settings, from grocery stores to offices to social gatherings. You don't necessarily need to befriend these people. Careful observation of their communication techniques can provide powerful examples to incorporate into your own developing assertive style. Several myths prevent people from embracing assertiveness. The anxiety myth suggests showing nervousness indicates weakness, when acknowledging anxiety often reduces it. The modesty myth hinders people from acknowledging achievements, accepting compliments, or praising others. The good friend myth assumes others can read our minds based on past relationships. The obligation myth causes people to disregard personal needs due to perceived duties to others. Gender role myths restrict both men and women from authentic expression. Finally, the strength of an issue myth prevents people from taking stands on important matters for fear of alienating others. Identifying which myths affect you is the first step toward overcoming them.